Doc's not coming. You wait 2 minutes in the show and he'll start then. Hello! What? Sorry, Gaz.
Sorry.
All right, mate.
I didn't realise you were going to start.
Hello, welcome to the Mac Show. Yes, we've got a very special Mac Show. It is a pre-bash Mac Show. And also, we've got Mac Stock here. Look, see? These three. And they're here to pass the baton on for live Mac Shows. From them to us, to the bash. There we go. That's the way I'm seeing it. We've also got a studio full of people. We never had so many people on the panel. You can only see four of them there, but there's another two hiding as well as. And Stephen Avery and his kids on the way as well. So and also Ball Scott's on his way. So there should be about 20 people here by the end of the show. Maybe 50. It could be huge. Joining me to discuss the week in Apple, Mike Potter.
Hello. Great to be here. Great to see Gaz, too.
You look less stressed now.
I might be a little less stressed. Just now I have to catch up on all the client work I pushed off until this week.
Cool. Are you feeling better? You got a smilier face, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, it's great. It was a fantastic conference. I really had a great time. We'll get Chuck and Melissa's opinions on that, too. But all the feedback I've been getting, all the post Mac Stock podcasts, it's just been so wonderfully gratifying to listen to all the positive comments coming in.
Yeah, I mean no one realizes just how much effort you put in behind the scenes trying to get something like that together. So and last minute hitches and that kind of stuff. I've run around this morning doing things and I'm knackered and we haven't even started now.
Well, my wife knows how much work goes into it, that's for sure.
Has she done most of it?
She's done a very large part of it. She and my daughter both have been wonderful contributors, and my dad too. My wife and daughter especially, they did all the pre-conference t-shirt bags and they did all the registration check-in duties and all that stuff. Stuff I would never be able to get to if it weren't for them.
Yeah, if my wife hadn't have done what she'd done for the bash, we'd be finishing after the curry tonight.
That's right.
Next to him, Chuck Joyner, one of the speakers. Nay,
yes, sir. Good to see you, and thanks for having me.
Good man. How are you keeping?
I'm doing great. I'm better after coming back from MacStock and seeing so many great friends and hearing so many great presentations. It was just a fantastic weekend.
And have you enjoyed puffing on the post MacStock cigarette? He doesn't know what that means.
No, he doesn't know what that means. Sorry.
It's a sexual reference, mate.
I got it.
Yeah. Melissa smokes.
I don't get out.
Smoke it.
No, I don't, but...
do you enjoy it? You don't have to say yes just because Mike's here.
No. Mike knows.
No, you do.
I had a fantastic time, and I'm ready to go back next year. I've already put it on the calendar.
Have we got dates for next year yet, Mike?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, July 15th and 16th.
Oh, thank God it doesn't clash with the bat again. We're July 1st, so there you go. Jeff Gamet is coming, and Melissa's coming, and Patrice is coming again, and Adam's coming to the bash next year as well as.
Oh, wow.
They're in for it. So it doesn't clash with MacStock. That's pretty cool.
Excellent.
I will probably still be in Pennsylvania, though.
Oh, shut up with the Pennsylvania thing. You can change that. You know you can.
You can come to that place. You can come to our house.
Oh, okay.
What, it's close to New England.
Yeah, stuff the bash next year. I'll go to Melissa's place.
And
Melissa, finally, how are you doing, mate?
Oh, good, good. Thanks
it's been
for
so long
for
since I've seen
me
you.
In this morning.
Well, you were up and it was time and you said, I'm in, and we were sure for once. So,
it worked.
Yeah,
it worked.
No worries at all. Did you enjoy MacStock?
I did. My only regret is not going the year before.
Ah, well, you started now. That's the key.
I made up for it. I think I made up for it. Right, Mike?
Oh, absolutely. That was our regret, too.
Yeah.
We tried really hard to get you there last year.
I know. I was so, so close. And thank you for posting the dates, because now this next year, it won't clash with my wedding anniversary. We can celebrate the day after. It works.
There's too many dates to coordinate here. How did you just go with Jody? Which one? Who played the old woman? Don't tell me it was Jody.
You have to ask.
That was awesome.
Yes, Jody played the old woman. I played the putting up with her granddaughter.
Excellent. And in the studio, we've got Gazmaz. Hello, mate. You're on camera, by the way. It's over there.
Hello. How is everyone? And I've got
you need
ask
to get
Mike.
Closer.
I want to ask Mike a question. Actually, next year, are you going to do a talk, Mike?
Yeah, probably not.
Disappointed. Well, there's no point going.
Why do you think he?
Well,
does all the
I do the opening and
he
closing
get
remarks.
Out of speaking.
Yeah, we'll let you off with the opening and closing remarks. I'm good, Ewan. Hi to everyone. Thanks for inviting me.
And next to him, Patrice.
Yay. Hi, everybody.
And he's come from Germany. Can you believe the commitment?
Yeah, came over just this morning. Flew in. Ewan picked me up, so now I'm here.
Brilliant, mate. Next to him, Batwench.
Good afternoon, into my butt.
Yeah, innit? I've been turning the wrong sodding dial up.
He's playing with the wrong knob again, innit?
And next, Jeff Horseman.
Hello.
Hello, mate. Listener from Devon. Mm, come all the way from Devon this morning. And Jill's round the corner, his wife, but she doesn't want to get involved, I don't think. Yeah, and Jack's there as well. But so there we go. The week... In Apple, what's going on, what's been happening, what we're going to do. I'm gutted that Doc's not showing up this morning because these are the Deluxe Classic, Deluxe Double, Deluxe Triple and Bespoke iPhone 7s, allegedly.
and Doc's going to order at least four of them.
Well, he might not because they're diamond encrusted and they're $1.3 million.
Woof.
So only two then.
Why?
Yeah. Who's having one? Go on.
One for the day and one for the night.
Oh, he's going two. Yeah, right, okay. There's some seriously wacky stuff out there at the moment in the Mac world. There was something else as well that was stupid. The have you seen this with the Celebration Apple One auction?
No.
Unique Apple ever, allegedly. During the summer of 1976, Steve Jobs created the solid... and sold 175 Apple One computers. Only 60 of those original machines are still in existence, but fetch hundreds of thousands of dollars at auction. And they've got this one, which is the Apple One by computer historian Corey Cohen, and they reckon it's going to fetch $1 million.
Wow.
$1 million.
It's like Carl Sagan here.
I can't do a Carl Sagan impression. I'm
billions
trying.
Billions and billions.
Yeah. Yes.
That's not bad. Billions and billions.
But it's not the most exclusive one. I mean, I know that Apple has created a few one-off Macs for auctions, for charity things. But
are they actually unique, though, or are they just standard bog items that they've just put a bit of bling on?
I think the last one was just a red Mac Pro or something. So it's really just standard with a little bit of bling.
So it's tin with it's tin cooking his garage with a bit of spray paint from Alfred's.
No, it's
Johnny Ive.
It's Johnny.
No, it's Johnny Ive in his garage with a bit of face paint.
Actually, I've got a question. I've got a question.
Go on.
What has happened to Johnny Ive?
He's disappeared, hasn't he?
Completely.
I was
thinking that as I was driving up.
No more boring videos.
No.
Well, I think Barry Falk was the last one to see him alive.
It's Barry's fault.
Oh, dear.
Where is Ive? That's a good point.
They are finally not letting him out of his white room anymore. He has to live in there.
It's until he actually comes up with something new.
are you suggesting that the venerable Sir Johnny Ive is clueless at the moment? He's got writer's block.
It could be writer's block. I couldn't possibly comment.
It could be writer's block. It could be talentless. No, it couldn't be talentless.
Sorcerer milk for one.
It's Melissa. It's Melissa. She's been catching.
Yeah, he was on the video from WWDC, and I mean on the live feed, but he wasn't presenting.
Oh, so he's live then?
But was it just a voiceover? Because anybody could. Hello, I'm Johnny Ive, and I'm.
You need to use the mic, right, Batwench? I think
it was one of those spitty
in
image
your case. Puppets. Maybe you don't.
No, she doesn't.
Wow. I'm learning. See, Melissa, I'm learning.
See, 5 years of drama school did do something.
Yeah, you still need to use the mic. I've got a mic. I know it's only one to share. I do apologise for the inconvenience of that.
I did stage management, not actress.
You didn't do technical, that's for sure. Ooh. The stories are absolutely crap this week, it has to be said. Here we go. I got a really weird effect then when it all just bled up over, like it was raining upwards in front of Chuck. I have to play that back.
I like that.
I've pressed record. During Intel's second quarter earnings yesterday afternoon, Intel CEO Brian Krasnichman said that the seventh generation core processors are coming, called Kaby Lake. But they won't be coming to the Apple platform until 2017, apparently. Is anyone bothered?
As Apple is skipping processor generations anyway.
Exactly. That's my point, is that I can't think what they're going to get from... Because my Mac Pro eats through video production, and I can't think what else you're going to do more than that with it anyway.
Yeah, but it also raises hot air balloons.
It does, yeah. It's pretty warm at the moment, and all it's doing is running...
And all of that for a three-year-old machine. I mean, the
you
internals...
You bastard!
The internals are at least 3 years old. So.
Oh, but I hope you got somewhere to stay on Sunday and Monday night now.
Share with me. Drew's not here on Sunday night.
Sunday, you're not here Sunday, Monday.
No,
are you?
I'm here Sunday, Monday. Drew's going to visit parents.
Oh right, okay. So there's now 20 of us going for sushi on Monday with Patrice.
No, not sushi.
You can go next door to the Italian place then. Gaz, you're going to say something.
Too much innuendo going on in this show today.
No. Someone said to me last night, can I listen? It was you what you said about that last night's big show wasn't child friendly. And I was like, I thought it was. I wasn't going to edit it. And I've got to listen to the whole sodding thing now. And you went, oh, I'll listen to it myself. And I'm like, what, did you record it? He went, oh, no, it's not posted, is it?
I did offer not to come.
No, okay. The thing is there a need to keep up with the processor race? I don't think there is. I think Apple are on the money here.
No, not anymore. That processor race, it died a few years ago, didn't it? I thought. I'd been saying for a little while. But most people, unless you're high-end and you're really doing high-end video stuff, they don't need to keep up with it, surely.
Yeah, but, I mean, go back to your Moore's Law kind of stuff. Is Moore's Law...
It's ended.
Oh, well, it has kind of ended, I know. But the thing is, these processors aren't doubling... Are they? They're small incremental increases. They're not massive changes in processor use.
Maybe not for the processors, but definitely for the graphics cards. I mean, I remember a couple of weeks or a month or two ago, Oculus guys? Someone said that they won't support the Mac platform because the hardware simply isn't there. I think there's something to it that on the graphics card side, we need more power for VR. And Apple isn't delivering that yet. I mean,
I remember there was a story a couple of years ago about the at the launch, the U.S. government or the Navy were purchasing 40,000 PS4s because they wanted the graphics cards in them for the processing.
Yeah,
and it was the graphics processors are getting brilliant, and I don't understand enough, I suppose, about how a computer really functions at that kind of level. Whether it's I've always seen the graphics and the motherboard processor as being separate.
The other
question, they're not, they're fairly interchangeable, I guess.
The other question for me would be, I mean, Apple is selling the same machine for the same price for almost 3 years now. Is that correct, or should they drop the price then, at least if they are not upgrading the hardware? Because I mean, at the end, you're paying for something that is not top of the line right now.
It's not only is he dissing my computer, he's now telling me I got bent over for it as well. Thanks, man.
Patrice, I can't agree. You're buying that computer. I mean, you're making the value judgment on what it delivers right now. And as 3 years ago, right now, whether that's upgraded or not, now if it fits your needs, then it's worth it. And if not, then it's not. And I get frustrated with this idea that, you have to keep up with it every time. I mean, I know plenty of people that they buy a machine and then they get distressed because 2 days later there's an upgrade and, oh my God, I don't have the latest and greatest. And that shouldn't be why we buy machines. And it should be that it addresses what we need.
And I would agree with that totally. If it was just a year, I mean, if it's a day or a week or a couple of months, that's not it, because the difference between those, I mean, between the quote unquote old machine and the new one isn't that big. But if it's really a couple of years and you're, I mean, yes, you're getting a value out of it, but you can probably buy a, I mean, 3 year younger, faster, better machine at that point. I don't agree with that. I think, I mean, whether it's Apple's decision to keep the prices or not, but it's also Apple is pretending that the machine is exactly the same thing and that it's as valuable as it was 3 years ago.
That's rubbish. Yeah, it's not. Yeah. I mean, I am, to a certain degree, I've taken the mickey out of Patrice, but, you know, I am using an older machine with an older processor that's not as good, but that values Chuck's point because it does what I need.
Yeah. I was just going to say, you just said that it chews through your video just fine. That's so, fast, yeah. You know, there might be something over on the other platform that is a little, has been upgraded a little more recently, but then you have the question of what software have you invested in, what ecosystems have you invested in, what peripherals have you invested in. So, you know, I guess I just don't feel that it's always a fair criticism. It's a criticism, and I would like to see it upgraded regularly, you know, but I'm not sure that it's realistic in the marketplace or in the production to do it.
I mean, Melissa, you deal with computing for older folk. They're not going to be bothered about top end of stuff, but I mean, what's the kind of profile of machines that you're dealing with and correcting?
Is it you know, old, I'm, old stuff I'm seeing a lot, Leopard? Like I'm getting ready to upgrade. I'm like ready to pull the trigger the next one that they release because I've got a 2009 machine and that's about the range that I'm seeing from 2009 on. So I've got a few that are starting to get long in the tooth now. There's going to be some upgrades coming up soon. But yeah, I mean, for the most part, they don't really care. Sometimes I'll sit down to a machine and I'll think, should I really upgrade them to El Capitan right now? I'm going to kind of push that machine a little bit. So
I'm not sure I know much about a cheetah.
Going back to the processor thing, do you think Apple are waiting for the quantum mechanical sort of processors to actually become possible before that they come out with their new big thing?
I think that, well, you can't run your business based on what you think might come sometime. Well,
apparently they're quite the way down the line now for getting them working.
I don't know. What does anyone else think? I don't know. I can't
believe... Sorry, I've just sat there and gobsmacked people.
No. Yeah. I just think you can't run your business on something that you don't know. No, I agree with you.
And Apple's not that... Possibly that's why we haven't seen Johnny Ive for a while, because they're working together on that sort of technology. So you could be
he's
right.
He's in the future. And
he's already in the future. Yeah, he's already in the Doctor Who machine. I don't know.
TARDIS boy.
Ivy's companion. Sorry.
Is he on the moist list, really?
No. I'm not Will Green.
Good grief. Yeah, was the Muff Johnny Ive.
I want to make one last point about this. I think...
apparently we're moving on.
We're moving on from the moist list, at least.
Because you're not on it. I'm not either, so don't worry.
I think... We have to look at it what it shows to customers, and not just necessarily us, although for the Mac Pro or for the higher end machines we are also customers. It shows that Apple doesn't care as much about their machines. Otherwise they would at least keep up somewhat. I can't imagine that it's that hard and that expensive to upgrade the CPU and keep the machine as it is. So it shows a little bit of neglect.
Gaz disagrees, so this will be the last point.
Yeah, but who are their customer base? The problem is, a lot of people have said that they're, and I don't agree with this, but they think that they're actually getting away from the Pro line. Well, perhaps they're just not concentrating on the Pro line as much as they used to. But did they in the past anyway? Did they upgrade the Mac Pros as quickly as we're expecting it to be done in the past now? Their big customer base is iOS, isn't it? It's iPads. I said when the iPad first came out, that's the new MacBook. And yeah. I think, with the Mac Pro, with the iPad Pro now, it pretty much is.
I don't know.
I still like a keyboard.
Yeah, but you're talking to the wrong people. We all want the latest and greatest, but their big customer base is not us, is it?
I think that's evident because they're making them less not upgradable anymore. By yourself, and that's one disappointment that I have. Two disappointments, I would say, that they dropped the ball in the education market, and I really am upset that I can't upgrade the next machine, because as I'm getting ready to buy a new machine in the past, I've always just kind of like, okay, I'll skimp on the hard drive and I'll skimp on the RAM because then I'll just drop my own in later on. And I can't do that. And I'm really frustrated about that.
As a
I wish that they'd keep the pro line, the DIY, and let the MacBook be soldered in and untouchable.
As a relatively newcomer to the Mac, I think we're missing the point. And nowadays, the Mac has become more of a PC for the average user. We still talk about it like it's the top end users. Oh, I've got a mid 2007. I'm probably going to get in trouble now because I've got a mid 2007, which I've just replaced with a late 2015 Retina 27 inch. Did I need to replace it? Probably not, because I put an SSD in it and actually it gave it a whole new lease of life.
Oh, the biggest change you can make is RAM and SSD.
But I didn't probably need to do it. The reason I did it is because it's like Gaz said, we're the people that want to do that type of thing. Whereas the average user, if it's doing what they want, they don't want anything else. So why have to keep it? I think for years the Windows PC market was, oh, look at this, faster motherboard, faster video graphics, faster this, faster that. Do you need that now?
Well, yeah. I think Windows people do because they're looking at gaming, and that's the thing. That's what drives most computer improvements. And well, it used to. I don't know whether it still does now. Again, I don't know whether the CPUs have caught up enough with the gaming. So when the gaming then takes the next leap forward, and we need to improve it, that's when you'll get another leap. But I think Moore's law now is definitely gone. Stopped. Or it's stopped.
Yeah. You think gaming drives it more than graphics production does, or used to?
I think, Melissa, they're kind of intertwined, aren't they, really?
Mm-hmm.
Graphics power equals good great gaming power.
Yeah, if you're talking the enthusiast market, you're talking about gamers almost exclusively. I agree.
And I want to go back to what Patrice said, and I think that's a very valid point. We agree on that, Patrice, that it's the graphics issue that is becoming a bigger issue than just the core processors. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Oculus thing... You know, that's if virtual reality does become a big thing, then they're going to have to be better graphics processors or some kind of solution to address that need in the at least the newer machines, if not a bolt on to the old ones.
Yeah, no, I think one of the things that your frustration there, Melissa, is that why is stuff being soldered onto the board? Why can't I go and change it? Why can't I upgrade it? Mm-hmm. I think that's the form factor issue. Mm-hmm. If you look at the Mac Pro, you know, it's such a unique, bespoke design for the motherboard that there's no way that you're going to be actually to add anything to that necessarily. And also, I know some of the RAM's not unique or anything, but you know, with the form factor change as well, the openability of your Mac is getting less.
I know. I just like really being. I mean, I just like this machine that I'm on right now. It's a 2009, and I'm proud of that. And I like being able to eke out value out of this machine over time. I've gotten so much value out of this machine. I just have a little bit of a fear that I know. Can I do that again with my next machine? How long am I going to have it? Because when I invest in a Macintosh and a new one, I invest. I put a lot of time and money and effort into it. A lot of love goes into it. And I just left wondering if I'm going to be able to repeat that again.
I'd say yes, you can, Melissa, because we're still running and very successfully a little MacBook Air, 11-inch MacBook Air 2011. And it's still going strong. It's still got a couple of years in it.
So that gives me hope. Good. Yeah, I'm glad.
I think you can.
I've got a 2008 MacBook, 17-inch MacBook Pro in the safe in there. I can still put it in the safe. That's how good it is. And it still does video all right. It runs Final Cut just fine.
Yeah, but I think where I was coming from, Ewan, was the fact that that's the one that soldered. You can't do anything to it. Is yours one that you can still...
Mine's you can still do stuff to it. It's got an SSD in it. Precisely.
And Melissa, what Melissa is saying is that she was a little bit worried that she couldn't upgrade to really get the full life out of the Mac. But I think you can anyway.
If you're saying you want a Mac, then I think you can go to eBay and you can pick some up at 2008 to 2012, 13, before it became untouchable, and you can change it. And if you're talking about the Mac Minis that are the ones that you can... The circle on the bottom...
Yeah.
You can still drop those out and change the stuff. It's just pain in the ass.
Yeah, you can. I'm just saying that, you know, back to what Chuck was saying, it has to do with need. This machine is starting to not meet my needs anymore. I mean, I'm a field tech. I take this with me everywhere I go. And when I'm starting to see clients where if I need to do a demonstration, it's like, come on, hurry up, hurry up. And their machine's a lot faster than mine. It starts to look bad for business. So that's one reason why I need to upgrade. And then back to Neat again, there's a lot more things that I could be doing. The few graphics projects that I do a few times a year, I'm starting to really feel it. And it's starting to not meet my needs anymore as far as processing. I can't do the things that I want and need to do with it, and it's starting to hold me back. So when it starts to hold me back, then it's time to upgrade.
The question for me is, do we even need to upgrade today's machines? I mean, my machines back even in the 2008, 9, 10 area, I would upgrade my machine every 2 years because I would feel that it's slowing me down and that I need a new machine. Nowadays, I can live with a 3-4-year-old machine because it's fast enough. So I'm not so sure that it's even relevant anymore that we can't upgrade it as much.
That's Patricia good to know. I'm glad that you brought that up because that's been a concern of mine. So just keep reminding me.
Yeah, I'm with Patrice on that one. I mean, we just looked at that. That's an early 2014. But I've actually got a MacBook Pro when I started teaching about 5-6 years ago. It's currently actually up with my neighbour because she's using it because her Windows machine was so out of date it couldn't even do anything. And this is a good couple of years old and she's quite happy with it. So they just keep on chugging.
Yeah,
that's good to know. It could just be that I'm just old school and I'm spoiled that way. I'll admit it.
Chuck, well, you had a point.
Yeah, let's face it. We conditioned ourselves to do the upgrades every time a new machine came out, every few years, because there were good reasons to. Now, if there's not a good reason, by all means, you know, Melissa, you just said that you're starting to see the need. The point I want to make, I guess, is that we're asking these machines to do things that when they first came out and they were great machines, we weren't needing to do or couldn't do. I mean, some of the tasks didn't exist. Some of the things that you're asking web browsers to do didn't exist. So is it really fair? I mean, would you take a 1960 car and racing car and put it at Indianapolis now? No, of course not. You know, because it's not going to be adequate. But on the other hand, if you're running, you know, a regional track somewhere that you just want to go fast, that would be perfectly legitimate. So
That's a good analogy, actually.
I mean, we're back to want and need.
No, I think that's a good point. My cousin's just bought an MX-5 to do, like, track days with. And all he wants is something that he can tune up that goes quite quickly, but he's not looking to race in F1. He's not looking to do British Touring Car Championship with it or anything like that. It's what he wants from it. That's a great analogy. That really does work.
But you've also got the situation where who uses Flash anymore? I know people do still use Flash, but that was a big take-up of CPUs and processors, and that's going away. So what you can do in Safari now is so much better because of the software and the process behind it. Track days... The tracks themselves are probably better.
Flash. Because Wirecast Pro doesn't work without Flash. We're knackered.
Yeah, my kids' educational.
But it's not as prevalent as it used to be, and it's not as important as it used to be.
It's kind of more of an as-needed basis.
Well, there's so many websites that are still using Flash. The educational stuff, as Melissa says there,
yes.
Ellis gets thing where he's got to go on Maths Watch or something like that, and he has to do his homework on Maths Watch. And it doesn't work on a Mac.
Yeah, but the point, the point I'm making is the software and the conditions around what the CPU has to deal with is different today than what it used to be just a few years ago.
Yeah.
Just look at iOS. I mean, developers are lightening the load. I know Doc's not here to defend himself, but a long time ago, I was really upset about the whole flattening of all the design. I like the skeuomorphics and everything. And he came to defense and explained it to me in a way that made more sense that... Just by flattening the graphics, by not having such high density pixels in the graphics, was going to lighten the load a little bit.
Yeah.
And I think that has a lot to do with what you were just saying. You know, we don't have these intensive needs as much as we did in those areas.
And you can also see that. I mean, Apple is still supporting, what is it now, 2008 MacBooks with Sierra? I think 2008 and onwards.
Does it really go back that far?
It goes back a fair way. So you see that also the needs of the operating system aren't as high anymore. Yes, you will not get every feature. I mean, continuity and so on, you will not get. But it works, and from what I've heard, it actually works well on those old machines. So it's not that it's
well, and that's another reason why I want to upgrade soon, because this machine here still has hand-me-down value. I can still, this is still a perfectly fine machine for what my kids or anybody else, you know, could use it for.
I can watch Barney on it.
It's just not suiting my needs as much anymore.
If you're going to watch Barney, at least
I'm
pick
sorry.
A crap machine.
It's
sorry, go on, Mike.
It's the late 2009 and later iMacs and MacBooks, 2010 MacBook Pros and MacBook Airs,
right.
Minis and Pros.
Thanks, Mike.
Is the minimum requirements on that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that goes kind of back to what Melissa was saying about upgrading the hardware, buying low, if you will. You know, she bought with a minimum amount of RAM and then upgraded the memory later. And we just have to rethink how we purchase our MacBook Pros and our MacBooks these days. We have to purchase it with as much as we can afford now and then live with it. With the exception of the solid state, which we can often upgrade.
Yes.
I know that Transcend did a solid state thing, because I was at Macworld, I was looking at that, and they do the upgrade for the Mac Pro, and they do the MacBook Pro as well. I don't know if you can still...
OWC still sells those, so
I had an Optibay from OWC. Yeah. That was awesome. That was great. That was what killed Carbonite for me, because I had 2 terabytes inside my Mac. I had a 1 terabyte SSD, and then I had a 1 terabyte spinning drive in the Optibay, and I bought Carbonite. And in the 2 years I had Carbonite, it never got a single backup into the cloud. Not once.
You know, the fact that we don't feel the need to upgrade our notebooks and our Macs as frequently as we used to may be part of the reason that Apple seems to, at least in the case of macOS Sierra, seems to be artificially limiting which models can be upgraded to it. And I came across this really interesting little patch tool that someone came out with called macOS Sierra Patcher Tool for unsupported Macs. And it actually allows someone who has an early 2008 or newer Mac Pro, iMac, MacBook Pro, late 2008 MacBook Air or early 2009 Mac Mini to go ahead and upgrade to Mac OS Sierra. And that just goes to prove that there is somewhat of an artificial limitation this time around.
Well, that's a reputation thing though, isn't it? I mean, Apple are saying, right, this is what we know it will run on, therefore that's what we're putting it on. Because if it goes on anything else and it starts falling over, there's going to be publicity that says Apple shit because it doesn't do this. And actually that's really unfair when it's a legacy machine that's getting on for 8 years old shouldn't be running the latest OS.
There's another reason, more a developer reason. You have to test it with every machine and every variant of every machine that you support. So testing it with those old machines, I mean, you have to cut it off at some point, because otherwise you are spending months testing.
And going full circle back to Patrice's...
Is this the last point? Are we moving on yet? Sorry.
Trying to get it full circle to what Patrice said at the very start was the fact that, you know, should Apple be reducing their prices because, you know, they're not upgrading the internals? Well, no, because that will reduce their brand awareness and their brand value. And if they come out and want to produce and still give you something which is top notch, if they start devaluing the product and devaluing the brand, then they'll lose that.
Go on, back when you think, go on.
I was just saying, you know, about this devaluing and us not upgrading. Is that the reason why in the last quarter or two their sales have been down? Because we're going, nah, we don't need today.
Oh, I think there's a definite legacy issue with the fact that people are sitting there going, do you know what, my machine's doing just fine. I think about
it every time they have one of those reports and, oh, they're losing sales. I'm like, yeah, well, that's because a lot of us are hanging on to them.
Yeah, we don't need it.
Yeah, they've still got a lot of tree to go for.
Yeah.
I don't think they're worried. If they were at the top of the tree, then they'd have real concerns, but they're not, so they don't have to worry.
I wish
about
they'd
it.
Put out more reports about value and how long people hang on to stuff instead of the opposite, which is, oh, the life cycle's so much shorter. Annoys me.
We've had a complaint from one of the audience that says it's too serious. This is far too sensible for people. We've got 10 people
early.
In here who are all drunk.
Chuck, take off your tie.
Yeah, well, they should have come in at the start.
Yeah, right. It's all Chuck's ties.
We had a lot of laughs at the start. It's not for, anyway. So Apple's got... it's all boring, so I'm going on to a class action lawsuit. Apple is facing class action lawsuit for offering refurbished replacement devices under Apple Care Plus.
That's
America is upset. Boring. Customers in California are unhappy. Oh, give over. What do you want to talk about? There's no news. Hello, Smock.
Hello.
Smock's in the chat room.
Why is that?
Both plaintiffs purchased replacement devices under AppleCare protection plans and were given refurbished devices rather than new devices, which they claimed a violation of the aforementioned line in the AppleCare terms and conditions.
Good.
What?
So in the UK, if you buy an item and it's faulty within the first 2 years, they're not required to replace it. They're required to least repair it. So they can replace it if they want, but they are likely to repair it. And the giving out of the refurbished items, the one thing I think is you're a bit of a dumbo if you don't take the refurbished item, because actually the item's been fixed and tested.
Is that under EU law?
EU law.
That won't be there for much longer. Thank you, Britain.
Are you Brexit or Remain?
I'm not saying anything.
Oh, no, it's a Brexit. Oh, yeah, well done.
We're all Remain. Everyone I speak to is Remain, yet we all voted out, apparently.
No, it's all the intelligent that said Remain. It's all the...
Anyway, wow.
Patrice is the only one in the room that voted that we should leave.
Right.
I think this is a storm in a teacup, because they should be just, I'll take the device, thank you, I'll take the refer. When I was in hospital, I ended up dropping my iPad on the floor, cracked the screen, and I took it in, and it cost me 500 quid with no AppleCare on it.
Yeah.
But they gave me a refurbished device for it, and I was kind of like, that's great, thank you. And the guy was like, you sure? I was like, yeah, it's fine. I don't want to buy a new one because that's another £400. And the unit's perfect. It works beautifully. There's nothing wrong with it because it's been fixed.
Yeah, I have a question for the guys in the US. Over here, I know that in the terms and conditions of AppleCare, it says that you might get a refurbished device. Is that the same thing in the US, or is that different?
Apparently...
Nobody has read them.
Well, okay.
I don't know the answer.
No, I can read you because it's in the story that I've got in front of me. Filed by Vicky Malandano and Maldonado even, and Joe McWright. The lawsuit accuses Apple of failing to provide replacement devices that are, and quote, here you go, this is from the AppleCare Plus and things, equivalent to new in performance and reliability, as stated in the company's terms and conditions. And I think they haven't got a leg to stand on, because equivalent to new.
Sounds like refurbished to me.
Exactly. It doesn't say new. It says equivalent to.
So forget what the law says. Would you guys be happy getting refurbished device in the States?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. I buy refurbished from Apple all the time.
Yeah, no.
I was going to say, why?
Paul Wheatley buys refurbished all the time.
Under the warranty, and they fix it. We've had a refurbished laptop, and a couple months later, the hard drive failed, sent it out in the what I call the limousine service, where you can just call up FedEx and they send you a box. You put it in the box, it comes back in 2 days, and you've got a brand new hard drive in there.
It's fully warranted as well.
Yeah, we get two years here.
Go on, Jeff.
So today, why is it? I can't quite see why people are whinging, because from what I understand, people actually wait for Macs to come up in the refurb store to buy, because they know it's been tested to within an inch of its life. But now, suddenly, it's the worst thing you can possibly be given. I don't get that bit.
Yeah.
I'd rather have a refurb than have to wait on Apple to repair my machine.
Yep.
The one thing I did was a couple of years ago, I had joint venture. Joint venture's the best thing since sliced bread. You take it in your Mac, they give you another Mac, and it's exactly the same, or better.
I'd much prefer to have a refurbished from Apple than a stolen from eBay.
There you go.
Ooh.
Well, that happened to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. It did.
And a lot of times, I mean, those refurbished devices are simply devices returned because people said, no, I don't want to buy it. So they just returned it, it gets tested, and then it's sold as refurbished. So it's basically new. No, I mean, people might have used it 5 minutes.
I think that's considered open box, too, is it not?
Brown box we get over here. Yeah. Do you get brown box? It comes out in a brown box if it's refurbished.
Yeah, we do have open box laws. Once it's been opened, they can't resell it as new.
That's why they charge you a restocking fee, I believe.
Oh, that's bad. So the UK, I've just had this experience with CVP over an item, and they were good as gold, I have to say. I prepared myself for the worst. I shot video of me putting it back in the box in the exact location. I went online.
Unboxing video.
Yeah, no, I got the camera through.
I can see it working.
You couldn't just record the unboxing and just rewind it?
Well, I didn't record the unboxing, that was the problem. But I actually went and found an unboxing video.
What's wrong with you?
No, I actually went online and I found an unboxing video from a Swedish bloke, and I watched him unpacking it, and then I put it back all in exactly the same location and videoed myself doing it because I was worried about them charging me restocking. Well, it was a £6,000 camera, so they charge a 25% restocking fee. That's not stupid.
The thing is, we've actually had
£1,200
refurbished stuff from Apple.
How long ago was that, and are they going to watch this?
No, they gave me the full money back because I did put it back properly and it hadn't been used. But the rule in the UK is if you send it back unused and it can clearly see that the unit itself and its packaging can be resealed, then they can't do anything about it. If you've ripped the packaging open and broken the box up and thrown it in the bin and you send it all back in a carrier bag, then no, you're gonna get a restocking fee on that. But but as long as it comes back in the box and it's pristine, and when I get stuff now from companies, you know, if it's got one of those paper sleeves around it that you slide off, I always slide that off and I go and put it somewhere on top of a cabinet so it can't be squashed, because if you then can't get it back on, you're knackered.
Yeah, I mean, we've had stuff from the Apple store which has been refurbished, and it's actually come in the original box because people like yourself and like Mr. Batwench are so anal when it comes to boxes.
They send now some. You know why.
And it's just a case of, you're on about brown boxes. I can honestly say when I got my Windows phone, it came as refurbished, and it was just a case of, I don't think the only time it ever been used was somebody went, I don't like it, and did that.
Can I just say, a refurbished Apple phone, Windows phone, that's a rarity, isn't it?
We've got another complaint. It's
maybe it was a
new one is a rarity.
Well, yeah, precisely. So a refurbished one is even rarer.
What's with the huge roll of tissue by the screen?
Is that what I'll
put my finger out. Hang on. Here we go. Gaz is pointing to it there. That's there's a roll, because I've got some legs here, right, from B&Q. For putting the lights on.
They're better than yours.
And I put three up, and actually I only needed two, and the other one just stuck on the end of the surround here. And I thought, that'd be great for a dispenser for a kitchen roll. So my kitchen roll's on that. That's Captain Take, mate. That's really expensive. That's £30 a roll.
Hence the reason I put my hand inside, good not girl. The outside.
Love you to bits.
Yeah. Bad dentist. I'm
maybe blonde, but I got a split in that. And I'm sitting trying to you know, like peel it back so that the split wouldn't carry on, and I couldn't stop the split from carrying on. I'm like, this is a £30 roll of tape, and I slitted it with a scalpel and tried hard not to go through to the next layer, but I did.
All those unboxing videos have contributed.
Always make an unboxing video so you can put it back the same way. FBI. Helped identify alleged owner of world's largest torrent site, and Apple helped them.
They had to.
Was this on the news?
Well, now you say that, but that, I can't find any reference to a court order. They were asked, in inverted commas.
I think in the US that might be even enough. Correct me if I'm wrong.
The US Justice Department asked Apple, is what it says in the story. It doesn't say that they got a court order for it, so... Apple are doubling down on secrecy, and they're never going to give anything away unless someone asks nicely.
Or they got a backhander.
Or they got a backhander.
That was my iris.
Just for the purposes of libel, I just want to say that I don't believe that, and neither does Gaz. So
the data dropped off the back of a truck.
we got another complaint.
Is this the complaint hotline now?
Who is everyone, and who's the guy that just left the studio with that 2011 MacBook Pro? P.S. Can I have another beer? Yes, there's plenty of beer. There's loads of beer in the fridge. Richard, have you not had a beer?
Not yet.
Oh, that's bloody it. Hell. Gaz, you only had one job.
Hey. They don't ask me.
I
can't read their minds.
Why not?
I don't know. Are Apple just... I mean, Apple, this is the way it should be. You know, if a judicial department says, please give me, then they should roll over. No? Hello?
It depends.
It's just not me. If it has to invade our privacy, no.
Yeah, not in my back garden.
I mean, the question is what ask in this case meant, because, I mean, there could have been an order of some sort. Might not have been a court order, but there are other ways.
Do it or else, Tim.
We'll have ways of making
If you don't do it, Tim, we'll out you.
Yeah, if it's the same story that was on the news shows today, it was the case of that he had the same email address for his iTunes and everything, so...
Yeah, yeah, no, it's kick-ass torrents, apparently, and they want a 30-something bloke, and it was iTunes transactions that they gave out to federal investigators, and they found their suspect, and now kick-ass torrents is gone.
Yeah, it's the same story that was on the news show. Yeah. But I'm figuring, I'm out there, I'm on the internet... Oh, if they want to hack me, they won't find anything interesting.
No, we can't. You can't have that. That's, oh, they can spy on me all they like because I don't do anything interesting. No.
That doesn't work.
That doesn't work. No. That's 1984. Work.
Yes, it does.
They can make it interesting, that one.
Corning has debuted Gorilla Glass 5. Who's got wood?
Nope.
There's quite a lot in the corner.
No, that one's excited about Gorilla Glass 5. The thing that gets me about this is it's like, okay, you told us the last one couldn't be scratched under any circumstances.
And this is better.
But this is better. Exactly. That's what I can't get.
So even if you're on Mars and you throw a big rock on it and drive over it with a rover, it will not scratch.
This is Mars-proof glass, yes.
They've made this for old what's-his-face, the botanist who's going to go to Mars and old...
Jeremy Beadle.
No, Jeremy Beadle's dead. Besides, he hasn't got the hands to hold it.
Johnny Ive?
Not Johnny Ive. No, who's Matt Damon? They've made it for Matt Damon.
Ah.
I thought I'd better keep my mouth shut.
Is that another beer order coming in?
You shouldn't keep your mouth shut. Mike's too polite on this show. He never gets a word in edgeways.
Strong enough to dig up your potatoes on Mars.
Would anyone want a Mac Echo like the Amazon one? Do the US guys have one or recommend it?
Hmm.
No, that's not. That's just someone else hijacking the bloody show. Go on. That's a good question. Would anyone want a Mac Echo like the Amazon one? And do any of the US guys have one? And would they recommend it? There you go.
It's a tough question.
You're not American. You're German. You can't have it. You don't get it.
You said anybody.
No. Does anyone? Oh, okay. Would anyone like a Mac Echo? Yes or no, Patrice? It's a straightforward answer.
No.
Oh, there we go, fine, right, okay, so don't answer anymore. With the American ones, how many of you have got an Amazon Echo, and would you recommend it?
I don't. I have too many devices that talk back to me already. I don't need another one.
Batwench doesn't want one.
Batwench doesn't.
Because she doesn't know what it is.
The Amazon Echo. Okay. Go on.
Yeah, I have an Amazon Echo. I would very much like a Mac version. You know, I think the question is going to be, can I, the way I've heard about iOS 10, that I'll be able to use maybe a legacy iPhone, iPad as the same thing. So I'm kind of hedging my bet a little bit. I like it. It doesn't interface enough with my Mac stuff. So it's good enough for what it does, but I'm not finding it quite as compelling as a lot of people have. Because the commands, I'm not into the Internet of Things thing just yet. I'm kind of waiting for it to settle down. I think that would help improve it a lot if you didn't mind investing the money in that.
How do you use it? That's my question. You don't use it particularly.
I can call up and say, and I'm not going to do it because then it'll start to play, but, you know, hey, you, play this. And, of course, it's always on and it's always listening, and so it'll play it. If I had Amazon Music, it would be even more valuable because then I could tap into different things a little bit easier, but I prefer to go the Apple Music route at the minute. You just kind of hit my point. You know, there are all these amazing things that you're supposedly able to do with the Amazon Echo, and a lot of them hark back to the early days of Mac shareware, where it's a calculator, and it can tell you the phases of the moon, and it can do all this, you know, tell you that, you know, you're supposed to wear the color green today or something. And it's just not useful stuff. They're good proof of concepts, but I don't find them to be really useful on a day-to-day basis.
Sounds a little gimmicky.
So a Mac Echo could just be a new dashboard.
Ooh, now I'm interested.
Can't you buy stuff by going, hey, buy the following, but I need sugar, I need milk, I need
Yeah.
whatever.
Yeah, sure.
That's what my husband's there for.
Okay, good point.
But that's because Amazon sell those products, don't they? That's why they wanted, you know, that's why they had to get this working.
No, I mean, I live on Amazon. I don't buy anything in the shops anymore. No, I seriously. It's
that's
just like,
you have no Pokemon.
Jack will back me up. Jack's in the other room. Jack will come through and tell you that it's like, he goes, oh, we could do with, or I say, oh, I could do with, and he knows I'm just going to go on Amazon. If it's not on Amazon, I don't want it anymore.
I agree.
You know, Prime, is it Prime? No, right, I don't want it then.
I've actually spent the last week down my mother's, and she's just like, do you buy anything from the shops anymore? Because I'm having deliveries from Amazon every day. I'm just going, no.
Paul Wheatley said to me, can I get something delivered to your house on Friday? I'm like, yeah, that's no problem at all, mate. He said, because I want it for the bash. And that's fine. Why don't you just get it sent to your hotel? And he's like, oh, we're staying in a Premier Inn, so I don't think it's going to be the same. I'm like, I get camera gear sent to Premier Inns, and they're brilliant. They're awesome at receiving deliveries.
Don't they charge you a fee to get it picked up at the hotel?
No, this isn't America.
They will do.
No,
coming. Nicely, the receptionist.
Well done, Premier Inn. You're my cool thing because you took my order for camera stuff. I broke a tripod, and I was on site. I pulled out my phone. I ordered a new tripod, and the following day it was at the hotel.
Coming back to the Echo, I think my issue with it is really I have a lot of. Yeah.
Have a beer, Patrice.
Yeah. I want to talk. No, I want to talk about the Echo because I think it's an.
Just go with it.
He's German, for God's sake.
Yeah, they have a sense
Germans
of humor.
Germans are not known for having a sense of humor.
Yes, you are.
Damn it. I tried.
See, Patrice was telling us on the other week that he was 6 foot two, but on that shot, he looks like he's about 3 foot.
That's why I put him there.
That's we all think he's about a four-year-old child height, and he actually is, according to that shot.
I know better. I know how tall he is.
Yeah, Melissa knows pretty well.
Hey!
You're very far up there to hug.
Yeah.
You should have come to Macstock. You could have palled around with Guy Searle.
I've met Guy Searle. I've beaten him at pool. Both of us were trying hard to lose, though.
Look, he's sweating now. Can you let him finish your
right,
point?
Finish your point. Sorry,
no, I forgot about it. my issue with the Echo is, or with the idea of the Echo is, I've got an Apple Watch that is closer to me and can do probably the same things. I can tell it to play something on Sonos. I can do almost everything I want. So what's the value of the Echo or of anything like that?
It's cheaper.
Okay, there we go, point sold. Another complaint coming in. Do I need to fill my Amazon pantry box to 100% before a delivery, i.e. whiskey 6% of my box? I don't really mean, is that English? Do I need to fill my Amazon pantry box? I haven't got an Amazon pantry. Is an Amazon pantry?
You do not need to fill your Amazon pantry box to 100%, but it's a better value if you do.
Right, and so this is a time delivery, like subscribe and save type thing.
So he's got 60% full of whiskey, doesn't he?
6%. 60% is your house, and it's gin.
It's gin in my group. Oh, I've got the Welsh gin with us this weekend.
Excellent.
Marvellous. And yes, does he have to fill the other 94% with whiskey to get the best deal?
Yeah.
Oh, no, you can fill it with anything. From Prime Pantry.
I haven't got Prime Pantry.
He's right, it's our Prime Pantry. I think we've got it on cat food.
I know Muller is not here, so...
I'd be loving cats.
For him, it would be 96% whiskey and 4% anything else.
Ice.
Yeah.
As long as the anything else was whiskey.
Why are you passing me notes when you can send me a text?
It's like being in school, isn't it?
Oh, hang on, I've got to change the camera just a second. Here we go. So here we go, there's Prime Pantry for... am I allowed to say your name or not?
He's shaking his head.
I can't say his name. No.
No.
Kentucky Straight Bourbon. It's bourbon. It's not proper whiskey. It's crap.
Apparently, one you spell with an E and one you don't, depending on what sort of word, whether it's Scotch or bourbon.
No, it's Irish or Scottish is E or no E.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Apparently. This podcast and all these brought to you by UK2. They're awesome. We love them to bits. 9 years we've been with them now, and they've just sponsored us for another year. So at the end of that, that'll be 10 years that UK2 have looked after us. Whatever you're doing, stop right now. Tweet out, dear at UK2, thanks for supporting at British Tech, because they've really, really looked after. Back when she's saying she did. It's absolutely wonderful. They give us the servers that do the Not Quite Live channel that you see that's running 24/7. They give us the live channel. They give us all of our domains, our hosting. They give us a 3.5 terabyte storage so that you can watch all the crap that we've ever produced that's up on the servers. They are absolutely stunning, and we love them to bits. I'm sorry, but this is unnerving with all these people here. People keep creeping around behind me trying to stay out of I'm like, thanks mate, cheers. Cheers to UK2, thank you for supporting us, because they're brilliant. And thanks to Hoyer as well, they helped us out with the Skype wall, and they've got some great stuff going on. Mark couldn't be at the bash this week, but they're definitely coming next year, and Hoyer are fantastic. Do us a favour, if you're in the BTN army, walk into any opticians that you pass and say, do you stock Hoyer lenses? And if they go no, go, oh, that's a shame, and walk out. That's all you've got to do. That's all you've got to do. Any opticians, just ask if they stock Hoyer lenses, and then say, oh, it's a shame if they don't, walk away. I think that's a fucking... Oh, I think that's a bleep at 55 minutes. I think that's an absolutely fantastic marketing strategy. And thanks to everyone who supports us on Patreon, because the Patreon has helped with the bash this year. Also, the people that contributed to the Mac Mini Fund has meant that the Skype walls working properly and come up. And the contributions we've had this year have been fantastic from people. Thank you so much. This doesn't get done free of charge. We have to pay for stuff, even though UK2 support us. So thanks to everyone who supports us on patreon.com/BritishTechNetwork. Because the expenses are always covered by you guys. It's superb. And we'll do some Patreon stars next year, I think, as well. It's time for the cool thing. We're going to never finish the cool thing because we've got, like, 15 people who've got to have a cool thing. Start us off, Mike Barter.
Oh, sure. Excellent. All right. So there was a news story this week that caught my attention. Google, a.k.a. Blogger, deleted one of the blogger sites by an artist, Dennis Cooper. 14 years worth of work, his writings, his artwork, his photography, and more importantly, he had a GIF novel, or a GIF novel if you're so inclined. It's a novel constructed entirely of animated GIFs, and he lost it all. That was his only copy. Now, his big mistake was not backing up his Blogger blog, which there are steps and processes to do that. But that got me thinking about all of the Google accounts I have, all the email that's out there, all of the photos in Google Photos and all that stuff. And my cool thing is this really awesome app called CloudPull, CloudPull. CloudPull, and I'm going to paste a link into the chat room right now. So this is an app that you can run on your Mac that will not only back up all of your email, your Gmail email, it'll back up your Google Drive. It creates snapshots, points in time of your Google account so that you can bring back just particular messages from, you know, a week ago or 3 weeks ago. You can import those messages directly into Apple Mail. Your email labels from Gmail can be brought over. Your contacts can be imported into Apple Contacts and Apple Calendar. It's just a really cool one-stop shop for keeping a backup of your Google accounts. And it's $24.99 US, and it's available for macOS 10.9 or later. Really cool app, and yeah, I know that Google has takeout, but then you got to go into each account and back it all up. This will do all of your accounts and create that local copy for you, and I think it's incredibly handy and incredibly valuable on the off chance that Google decides to delete your account like they did this poor gentleman.
Excellent, Mike. Absolutely excellent. I'm stepped in because...
Click that one.
I've got to click that one there. Hi.
Cause hello.
No, you've double clicked it, you muppet.
Oh, I'm a muppet. Sorry, I'm a muppet. There you go.
Once, there you go.
That's better.
And move over, because you're blocking, there we go. Who's next guest?
Sorry, I'm live.
Ewan is not a director.
I'm live. And
you all take the piss out of me. It's hard, is it?
I've only just started. I'm an intern. Okay, so that's great, Mike, if you've got a Google account. If you've got
Cut.
No, if you've got no Google account, then, yeah. I don't care. that's his name's Chuck, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah. Chuck, what is your cool thing?
My cool thing is this. This is the iographer. Centered on the camera.
We love the iographer.
I saw you using that.
Yes, this is the iPad version for the current version of iPads. They make them for iPhones, iPad minis. Of course, the new iPads, as everyone knows, shoot 4K, so it's absolutely perfect. It's terrific because it gives you these nice handles to hold if you are so inclined to be doing moving shots. It's got obviously a cutout to put the iPad lens through, but it's also got a threaded mount here that will let you screw in either telephoto or Mac wide angle lens. And if you buy this through Best Buy, you get a combination kit that includes the lenses as well. And finally, it's got a threaded mount on the bottom here so that you can mount it on a tripod as well. So you've got a nice, cold shoe mounts up top, three of them for lights or external microphones or anything of that nature. So what you've got here is a complete little movie making kit for $99 that is very, very sturdy. It is plastic. But what I like about it, one of the things I really like about it, the iPad goes in and stays in. So you don't have to worry about it falling out. And yet, with just a little twist and a little pressure, you can pop your iPad out, and so you're not wrestling with it to get out. So $99, the iographer, and this they make them, and they also make them for GoPros as well. That's the iographer Go. But if you're into movie making with your iDevice or a GoPro, this is something that you really want to look into because it just consolidates everything into one unit.
I've got to throw in my own endorsement there because we saw Dave at MacStock from Iographer, and he gave us the little iPad mini one that we did all the live walk around with, Paul Shadwell did, and we had a GoPro on top of that on a cold shoe mount as well that old Dave Wilson in the Slack room printed for me in New Zealand and sent over before I had a 3D printer. They are awesome. They are the best pick you can possibly get, and they're standard 37mm threads on them. So if you hold it up again, Chuck, you see that? You see, you've got a thread on that, on the ring there, where the camera points out. If you go onto Amazon and just type in 37mm lens, you can get additional lenses, you can get additional filters that go on the front of that, and iographers sell them as well, but they're too expensive.
I've got two questions about this one.
Oh, go on.
Does it exist for the iPad Pro, and more importantly, for a 60-inch TV?
Well, who says the Germans have no sense of humor?
Crash. This one will fit, Patrice. This one will fit the iPad Pro, the small iPad Pro, not the giant one yet. There's not one out for the giant one yet.
Yeah, I would be surprised if there isn't, though, because they're not one to miss an opportunity, and they're so stable as well. And you can screw them onto a monopod, so if you want to go around and just let the monopod take the strain, if you like, and give you a tiny bit of stability, they're brilliant. Can't recommend the iographer happily high enough. Excellent pick.
Yeah.
Melissa, what do you have for us?
I was just getting ready to post it into the chat room. Would like to plug appcampforgirls.com. Mm. That's appcamp, the number four, girls.com. I'm hoping to go visit them next week. They're actually going to be in Phoenix. Or I don't have any girls to put in the camp, but I sure want to go up and meet them and talk to them. So I encourage you to go check them out.
They've been going for 3 years now, haven't they? Gene's done a great job with
it. Yes.
At least 3 years, yeah.
No, they're established awesome. 2013.
I
saw it on the thing the other day. Yeah. It said established 2013, so yeah. Gene's done a fantastic job with that, and Kelly does it as well. She's involved with it all, and they do... they're getting a lot of girls inspired to program.
Yeah, and they are, I think, as far as I know, they are international now. At least they had one in Canada, as far as I remember, in Vancouver, probably.
They
want to
run one in Britain as well.
Exciting. That is great.
That they've run one in Ireland already.
Nice.
Or she wanted to run one in Ireland, I think, but I don't know. I might be making that up. Might have just been on the wish list. But good pick,
well,
mate.
Go support them and make that happen.
I don't know how much they cost or anything like that. It's not free. And if anyone wants to back App Camp for Girls, then they need to get in touch with Jean on Twitter, because you know they need funds. So
not only that, but then they can provide some scholarships to some girls who couldn't maybe not go otherwise.
Good. Yeah, well done. Good pick. Gaz, have you got a cool thing or not?
I have, actually.
Oh, you're going to hold it up to the camera?
Yeah, I will do, yeah.
Ooh, he's prepared.
I am.
Here he is.
It's not like me at all. Okay, now, can you see that, Ewan? Is that?
Well, it's a cable, yes.
It's a cable. Good spot.
Yeah, thanks, man. That's why I'm a tech professional.
It's obviously a lightning cable. It's from a company called Woodford Design. Now, they're a Kickstarter, and I don't know about you, but a lot of my cables, at the end where you put it into the phone, often twists and breaks, and then they're always going. These have a lifetime guarantee, and I've been really happy with it. I've bought a few others from other companies, and it's twisted, and it's come out, and it's bent, and I've wasted my money on them. So I'm sure there's a couple of companies out there with these, but I bought, obviously here you see the 2 meter cable. They do a 1 meter cable. They're not cheap, but they last and last and last.
Are they cat proof?
How much are they? You can't say it's not cheap, and right, they're not saying how much they are.
Well, this is off the top of my head. Last time I looked, I think the 1 meter is $15.50. The 2 meter is $18.50. But they're now on Amazon, and I think they're slightly cheaper. And if you keep an eye out for them, then I think on Amazon certainly they occasionally come up with some.
So if you want a 10 meter one, you need a budget like NASA.
No, I don't think they actually do a 10 meter one at this point. I don't have cats. I can't answer that question. It's all right. I don't like cats. Now, as I say, I have replaced plenty and plenty of cables, and these so far no problems at all. So that's what I like about it.
Excellent pick, mate.
So it's Woodford Design, and they are available on Amazon as well. And you can choose different colours. They've got the one thing, actually.
Can you get them on Prime?
Probably.
Not interested.
There is one downside that people might not like. It's got a little light in the connection, which obviously goes green when your device is fully charged, and is amber when it's charging. Now, that's okay. It is quite a bright light, so if you've got
at night,
it might... Yes, no, absolutely, but some people don't like doing that.
Well, it's a lightning cable, though, isn't it?
Very good. I like it. I like where you're coming from.
So why don't you just put it in upside down so it shines onto the desk?
No, it's got light both sides.
Oh, that's shit.
Anyway, that's my...
Oh, sorry, Scarlett. I do apologise.
Okay.
I think you were in here.
She said words.
I said it backward. Sorry. Good one. Patrice, have you got a cool thing or not? You're just happy with the beer?
No, I have a cool thing.
It's German brewed.
No. I have a cool thing. It's an app called WorldMate. I'm traveling right now a lot, also for business, and WorldMate allows me to basically keep all the travel-related information in place. And it's really easy to use. It's free. And you basically just forward the emails you get from, I don't know, from your airline, from the hotel, from whatever, to an address. And you have to register your email address before, and then just forward the email, and it will show up in your app. And it's really great. They also show you if something is missing, is there a hotel booking missing or whatever. You can also, I think that's how they make money, that you can book directly from the app, using probably booking.com or something. But it's a really great app, and I've been using it for a couple of years now. I've actually paid for it, but as far as I know, it's the base version is free.
Apologies for the background noise. That sounded like someone was building a ship.
Sorry, just to jump back in, they do other cables as well. I did forget. I was going to say that. They do USB, etc.
Okay, thanks.
Sorry, Patrice.
Well done, Patrice. Has anyone else got a cool thing?
Me.
Someone's picked, the complainer has picked a cool thing, but it's actually the Samsung video for the Olympics. I can't play the Samsung video on an Apple show.
Excuse me. No, my cool thing isn't tech-related.
Don't look at me. The camera's over there, girl.
Well, I'm sorry.
You're out of shot.
Doesn't make sense. I'm wild. Go on. I'll get in. My cool thing is actually to two healthcare systems, one being the Australian, for within a month of my sister being diagnosed with breast cancer. They've given her a thing, which is fairly good. And the other one being the French healthcare system, who's my friend's husband's was in France for the last week. They put him in for a mild heart attack and he's had a stent put in.
That's all very commendable and everything, but what has it got to do with Mac?
Is there an
it has nothing. It's just to do with tech and their technology, the way they discovered it.
I'm going
to
go and buy France.
I've seen House and the MRI scanners run on Macs.
I'm sorry, but it's a cool thing to me because I have two people who I care about deeply who are going to last longer. Thank you very much.
All right, yay. Okay. Well, there's one, just this once, all right? Have you got a cool thing for us, Jeff?
I think so, yeah. Yeah, we're both the same.
But you're wearing pants.
Oh, yeah, sorry, I should take the pants off for a sorry, something I didn't know.
Have you got a cool thing or what?
iOS app. The Sequence. I don't know if anybody's played it.
The Sequence.
If you want to be completely irritated and driven mad for the next few months, try The Sequence. It's as close to programming, they reckon, as you're going to get, in that you've got to sit there and it drives you completely mental. You have to reverse and push and pull, and it's basically you're moving a dot from one location to a home location, and it does literally drive you mad, but you just got to keep playing.
Well, are you, mate?
Yeah, but things that drive me mad keep me entertained, and Jill loves that anyway because it keeps me out of the way generally. So, but I'd recommend she said, yeah.
Does she allow you power in the shed that she locks you in?
No. Okay. No. There's lots of batteries flying around. But yeah, it's very good though.
What?
Excellent.
From what? I mean,
don't ask.
Then. Moving on.
So it you're at the end you're entertained, but you're in a mental institution.
Yes.
With Johnny. Cool.
Yeah, absolutely right. Yes.
It's from Devon and not Cornwall.
I'm glad we sorted that out. Sorry, Jill. I can't believe you let him have batteries. She hasn't got a pick. My cool thing is Sugru moldable glue.
Aha.
Yes. Yes.
Is that because of yesterday?
Awesome. Steve Neighbour said, I'm coming at the bash. My power supply's broken down for me on MacBook. Have you got one? And it's the old one, not the super slim thin one. It's the old original MagLite thing. And I said, yeah, no problem. And I've got one and that I don't use anymore. But the reason I don't use it anymore is because it's got a frayed lead. So I got Sugru and I've moulded it round the base of the lead and it's stuck like crap to fur on the actual block itself. It's brilliant. That's never going anywhere. Look. So he's not having it now because it works again.
Sorry, Steve.
But Sugru, £9.74 on Amazon with Prime, pack of eight, bought two of them.
Different colours too.
I think I'm going to be like an annoying child that's found a box of crayons and writes all over the wall because I think everything is going to have Sugru glue on it now. Anything that I see that's broken. Oh, broken finger muller. I can fix that.
Broken beer bottle muller. We can fix that.
It's the new duct tape.
Yeah, definitely. Where can we get a hold of you, Mr. Potter?
I can be found at my podcast, formaceyesonly.com, or of course, MacStock2017.com is what's coming up. That currently takes you to the existing MacStock website. But we're getting ready for next year, and I'm really excited about it. And hopefully and we can again? Get all of you guys over, too.
And the dice again?
The date for next year will be July 15th and 16th, 2017. Purposely scheduled that weekend to avoid the British Grand Prix.
And my wedding anniversary.
I try and avoid the British Grand Prix because otherwise Gaz won't come to the curry. But
that's right.
And I've done it this year, and no one else has come. We've lost about 10 people because you've come. I moved this for you. And you're not even coming tomorrow, you ungrateful git.
Who only comes for the curry?
Where can we get you, Chuck?
You can find me at macvoices.com. That's where I talk to great people like Mike and Gaz and all kind of things. And just to sort of semi-plug Mike's MacStock Expo and my show, I did a bunch of interviews at MacStock using the iographer, actually. So go check it out. You'll get a flavor of what it was like and some of the people that were there. And you can find me on Twitter at Chuck Joyner.
And you're still...
You and I have one quick question for you.
Oh, dear.
Is this kind of like how the bashes go? This the whole tone of this show?
No, it's a lot worse. No, there's a video actually. Have you seen the video?
No.
Of the bash. All right. If you go to, I'll put it in the chat room. I'll put it in the chat room. And I'll put it in the show notes. There you go. But there's a video from. If you just put down BTM Bash 2015, into, or British Tech Bash 2015 into YouTube, you'll find the video. It's there. And it was a great year last year. I mean, we've had great weather. We had one year when it absolutely peed down with rain in my back garden, and it ruined my carpet, and we had a pig roast out the front and the thing out the back, and we did podcasts. But actually, it was great weather because everyone kind of gelled, and it was like the war, you know, pulling together in adversity. and then the sun came out, and it was great.
The war, we have a German and then, present.
Well, he lost. I can say what I like. And then the last few years at the event we've had, the link, the sun has shined on us all day. It's been baking up. We've had iPhones switching themselves off because they got too hot. The big yellow triangle came up on the front, and everyone goes, I've never seen that before. It was like a geek out, real geeks with wood. And then this year, apparently, we're going to have a little bit of overcastness. We might have a touch of rain. But we'll be fine because we've got a big hall. But the bash last year was just awesome. It was easily the best one so far. We had tons and tons of fun. It was great. So, it's the same as this. Melissa, where are you? What's your surname? Melissa Davis, isn't it?
Yes.
I keep putting you Melissa the Mac Mummy on the credits because I can't remember your bloody surname.
That works. That works too. Everybody knows me as the Mac Mommy anyway. That's where you can find me, themacmommy.com. You can do a search. You'll find me pretty much everywhere on the interwebs as the Mac Mommy. I tried to make it easy. I can't remember stuff.
Yeah, no, that's fair enough.
Why should you have to?
I can't remember how to tie my shoes in the morning some days. That's going to take forever now. Where are you, Gaz?
Easy, gazmaz.com on the Twitters, twitter.com/gazmaz, G-A-Z-M-A-Z. Guy's not here to say Z for me. I do a weekly Zed podcast. Thank you. I do a weekly podcast with Guy on the My Mac podcast, which you can find over at mymac.com or mymacpodcast.com.
Is it as boring as this podcast?
No, it's much funnier.
Okay. Patrice, where the hell are you?
I'm going to keep it brief. As you can spell my last name, just go to thepatrice.com and find everything I do.
You're the only person I know that's got an apostrophe in the middle of their surname. Jeff, where are you, mate?
Well, you find me here, really. I'm in the Slack room.
You're only going to be here for another couple of hours.
No, I mean on the... minutes and then I'm in the chat room here, though.
You're in the Slack room, aren't you?
I'm in the Slack room a lot,
Slack room. If you want to get in the Slack room, you need to send me an email that says, little pig, let me in, to britishtechnetwork@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. And Jeff will tell you that it is good fun in there, is it?
They'll even let me in.
We're a little family in there.
Oh, well, it's been lovely. It's been
when
really
people
lovely
are sick, they get all the piss taken out of them constantly. Batwench, where are you?
I'm on Twitter at Batwench. I'm on Facebook at Batwench. And I'm on Xbox Live at Batwench, but with an...
Have we still got a Destiny clan?
Yes, I'm still in the clan for Destiny. But you have to look for both PS4 and Xbox One with Batwench, but with an E. 3 for an E.
Is that Batwench A? Is that the French version? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm just saying that somebody else took my name and I'd have to change
so
it.
So how do you spell it? Batwench with an E
Bravo,
at the end.
Bravo, Alpha, Tango, Whiskey, 3, November, Charlie, Hotel.
That was harder than it could have been.
Very good.
Very good.
Richard's in the background. He's at Smock on Twitter. Scarlett and Ellie, why aren't you at school?
We broke up last Friday.
Last Friday?
Yeah.
Oh,
you lucky kid.
Half a day as well.
You did a half a day on the Friday? Oh, man, that's not great. My name's Ewan Rankin. You can get me at Ewan Rankin on Twitter. We're going to go down to the Curry House, and beer will be had, curry will be had, fun will be had, and then the bash will be on tomorrow, and it's pretty much the same kind of thing, except there's no curry. Until afterwards, and then we'll have a curry.
And then
Sunday bacon sandwiches at my house for breakfast, and pizza if you're sticking around as well as. I've got my pizza oven up and fired, so that's going to be all. How good are my pizzas, Batwench? My homemade pizzas. Apart from, she wouldn't know because she has to have the gluten-free stuff, which tastes like poo.
No, I've got decent bases this year.
All right, okay, you've got some decent bases with you.
Yeah.
Have you brought some rolls for tomorrow?
Yeah.
Oh, that's okay, because I got you some. I'm lying. We'll see you next week. Thanks for listening. Was that boring enough for you? You can be git. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you, Ewan.
Thank you.
You guys got to
wish I were there
the
this weekend.
Next year.
Yes, you have to come.
Bash. Come for the bash. Patrice has come. He's come further than you guys have got to. He's in Germany. They're going to be ostracized. They're going to be annexed to Russia next year.
Weekend is the British Rock P next year. Is that what he's done it?